This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus relief payments to millions of Americans seems to be less certain after Republicans Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments, something demanded by U.S. President Donald Trump. Earlier this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But President Trump dropped his suggestion he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. Pope Francis said in his Christmas message Friday that fraternity was a watchword for these unusually troubled times, exacerbated by the coronavirus pandemic. He also said fraternity was a watchword for these unusually troubled times, exacerbated by the pandemic. The joy of Christmas celebrations is hampered for many this year by the massive losses caused by the pandemic, and there are dire warnings of darker days ahead. Here's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The death toll from COVID-19 has grown beyond 1.7 million people across the globe, with about 330,000 lives lost in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University. The crisis is straining medical systems across the country, especially in California, where more than 2 million people have been infected since the start of the outbreak. ICU units are filling fast. Nurse Jenny Carrillo.
I look into the eyes of someone who's struggling to breathe.
The Los Angeles Health Director says patients are suffocating because of the inflammation in their lungs. Meanwhile, attorneys for churches in Pasadena and Chula Vista, California, are turning to the U.S. Supreme Court, asking that restrictions on indoor services be lifted. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News. Malian opposition leader Soumaila Cisse has died of coronavirus at age 71, his family said Friday, after being held hostage for 6 months by jihadists earlier this year. He was snatched by jihadists March 25th while campaigning in the northeastern Timbuktu region ahead of legislative elections. 10 of 12 Hong Kong people captured by China at sea as they tried to flee by boat 4 months ago will go on trial on the mainland Monday. All were facing charges in Hong Kong linked to anti-government protests in the former British colony, including rioting and violation of a national security law Beijing imposed on the city in June. The Hong Kong government has said the defendants must face justice on the mainland before returning to Hong Kong, where they're expected to be further investigated for the suspected protest-related crimes. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his supporters said that police raided the apartment of an associate Friday morning and detained her for questioning. Navalny said on Twitter that the police raid was a response to a telephone call he made Monday to a poisoning expert with the FSB. On the call, he said he impersonated an official with the Kremlin Security Council and got the expert to admit that Navalny was poisoned back in August. The FSB has denied Navalny's allegations of poisoning. However, Western governments have said Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, a Soviet-designed nerve agent. Ethiopia will hold legislative and regional elections June 5th next year, the Electoral Commission said Friday, after polls scheduled for 2020 were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The canceled elections were a factor that stoked tensions between Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed and the dissident Northern Tigray region, which ultimately saw him dispatch federal troops there in November, in a November military offensive that left thousands dead and created tens of thousands of problems. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after 10 months of intense negotiation allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will not now face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off half a century of close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structure January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.